Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, Reuters report this morning that Italian prosecutors have placed Captain James Cutfield under investigation over the deaths of Mike Lynch and six others after the British tech tycoon superyacht sank off Sicily last week. This is according to a judicial source whom Reuters have spoken to. The official confirmed these earlier reports in Italian media that the New Zealander, James Cutfield, was being investigated for manslaughter and shipwreck. Well, I'm joined for the latest now by Rome correspondent with The Telegraph, Nick Squires. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what is the latest on that investigation? Because we knew that this investigation, manslaughter investigation, had been opened by Italian police.
That's right, yeah. But we understand that James Cutfield, the skipper of the Baesian super yacht, who was initially spoken to by prosecutors last week, was again questioned yesterday. And as a result of that, we're told he is now under investigation for those charges you mentioned, multiple manslaughter and causing a shipwreck through negligence. According to Italian news reports, also prosecutors may be investigating a crew member who was on duty, who was on watch on deck when that very intense storm hit last Monday, just a week ago now.
And there was a press conference held over the weekend by the police who were investigating all of this. And they said that the crew are not obliged to stay in Sicily. And some were surprised by that.
That's right. In fact, yeah, I was at that press conference in Sicily and I put that question. I said, you know, are they obliged to remain in Sicily or in Italy more broadly? And the prosecutor said, well, no, we have no legal instruments to force them to stay. He did say that they've been very cooperative so far and that he expected that maximum cooperation, as he said, would continue. Now, the passengers who survived the disaster, they left Sicily on Saturday, but the crew and the captain have remained so far.
OK, one of the questions that's now being asked as well is why that yacht sank when there were smaller, less sophisticated vessels in the same area that survived the storm. Are we any clearer, Nick, as to why that was?
Not really, no. We put those questions to prosecutors. There's a couple of points that have been raised. One is reportedly that the super yacht's keel may have been raised up, so it was less stable than had it been fully extended. There are also reports that its two anchors were down, which made it very rigid. When this storm hit, it wasn't able to sort of move with the storm as it was battered by the weather. We put those questions to prosecutors and they were very reserved and said that's all to be investigated. We're at a very early stage of this inquiry. But one of the broader questions as well is, did the crew give warning or did they wake up those passengers who were below decks? We understand from the data obtained from the super yacht that there was about a 16-minute window between when the storm hit and when the boat went down. So that would appear to have been time to get people up out of their cabins. But again, that's all subject to this investigation.
You were at a vigil which was held for those lost over the weekend. I'm sure that was terribly sad. I mean, it's just such an awful tragedy, as we've been covering and speaking to you about over the last week or so. What was the vigil like?
It was very moving, I have to say. It was late last night in Porticello. That's the fishing port about a half a mile from where the yacht went down. There was a huge turnout. There was a special mass in a church. And then hundreds of people walked from the church through the streets of the town down to the seafront, to the esplanade. And they were all holding lit candles and sort of intoning prayers. And then there was a very moving ceremony. The local priest said some prayers, remembered the seven victims of the tragedy, spoke their names, and then four very large floral wreaths were gently laid on the waves from a tiny beach, and they were sort of gently pulled out to sea, really right towards the spot where the super yacht went down.
Nick, thank you once again. Nick Squires there, Rome correspondent with The Telegraph. Now, we'll next be talking about how we can prepare for a winter of rolling surges in infections, respiratory infections, measles and possibly Mpox. That's on the way.